CPA Mobile.
Good morning, Dave. I'm 0TR. Can't stay long. Want to have some cream of wheat.
What was that last part you said? I didn't catch that.
Well, it wasn't grits. It was cream of wheat. I'm going to have a bowl of cream of wheat as soon as Bernice gets it ready here.
I had my gourmet breakfast of toast and with buttered toast with Smucker's sugar-free strawberry jam and a big old mug of coffee. And I'm ready to go. I'm headed to the tennis court.
Unhappy man. No sugar. maybe an old man, but an unhappy man.
I was going to die sometime. I just want to die with a smile on my face.
Shoot, Dave. Well, on a happier note, my neighbor's already got one set of brakes on one side down on the Avalon, on the rear brakes, and one of the pads was a little over half gone, and that kid down at Tire Supply said that, or Discount Tire, he said that it was dang near down to the metal, but I don't think it looked quite that bad. But he's starting on the other side. And Tim showed me, Toyota does something different. The inside of that disc, I don't know what you call it, not the caliper, but the disc itself, they're set up to where they got a set of emergency brake pads inside of them. Do you ever see that?
On the rear?
Yeah, well, I'm not a mechanic, but it's kind of interesting. But I put the ceramic-coated ones on there. I guess it's ceramic-coated and the ceramic brake disc. So, best to head down there at Napa.
Ceramic's supposed to stop pretty good, and they're less dusty than the semi-metallic. They're definitely a lot kinder to your rotors, that's for sure. A semi-metallic, I've seen cars come in and they'd have such a lip on the outside of the rotor that you couldn't slide the caliper off with the brake pads. And so what I had to do was, a lot of people try to beat them off with a hammer, but the easy way to do it is just take your seek lamp and put it on the caliper and push the piston in some, and then that gives you some room to slide the caliper off with the pads on it, and then you can get everything, take your old pads off and push the caliper piston all the way back in and that sort of thing. Some of those rear ones screw in, and they're a little more cantankerous than the front ones. The front ones are definitely easier.
I'm glad to have both sets done now. And gosh, I bet he had that left one done in a half an hour. It was amazing.
If you got the right equipment and a lift or jack and floor jack and jack stands, you can have it done in an hour. Unless you run into a problem, usually on the rear you don't have problems. Sometimes on the front, the caliper pins will they get some moisture in there, and I've had to actually feed them out of the spindle with a hammer to get, they were just so rusted and corroded they wouldn't come out, and then you have to take them over to a grinder and with a wire wheel and get all that corrosion off of it and get it nice and shiny, and then they make some lube you can put on it to keep that from happening again and keep that thing sliding in and out like it's supposed to, because that's what it's doing when you put the brakes on that caliper pin. It's sliding in and out of that out of its hole there, and if it's frozen, then you get funky brake wear. Your brake pads look like a slice of pie. They're worn out on one end, and doesn't look like they've been used on the other.
Oh, I only give $147 for both sets for the back, so I think that was good. And I didn't have them turned or nothing. I just got new ones, and I think that was a bargain. And Tim, he didn't want anything for it, and I gave him $100 for it, and I told him he had to take it, or he wouldn't have, and I just left it in his toolbox. So I think I got a bargain, and he's a wonderful neighbor. Dave, I got to go. Bernice said 1 minute, and it's I got to sit down and eat this while it's hot. So you have a good day. And I just wondered if you got the picture I sent you last night. And I'll say 73s and have a good tennis match. Just send 0TR.
There was nothing there, no attachment, so I don't know what happened. But anyway, I was disappointed. Oh, me. But go ahead and eat your breakfast, and I really enjoyed my visit yesterday with you too, and we'll have to do it again one of these days. So, 73s. Talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.
Okay, I'll resend it later in your email instead of via text, and maybe you'll get it then. It's just an old picture, but it's a pretty good one. Less than 0TR. Have a good day, Dave.